Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nicole and Ella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland University of Technology will be shutting down in preparation for Cyclone Alfred. The university will close this Wednesday and remain closed until at least Friday. The Australian Catholic University will also be closed until Friday. It is unclear whether other universities will follow suit at this time. Cyclone Alfred is expected to hit Queensland's southeast coast late Thursday or early Friday.
A reminder to people who take the ferry to work that from today the CityCat system will be on hiatus until further notice. Lord Mayor Schrinner confirmed the halt this morning, citing safety concerns as many boats are removed from the water as possible. Brisbane is expected to see 500 to 600 millimetres of rain with gale force winds over the next 24 to 48 hours. In national news, if selected during the upcoming election, the Coalition plans to make it compulsory for public servants to work at the office 5 days a week. Government workers are currently able to work from home up to 2 days a week. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher criticised this proposed policy while speaking on ABC Radio. She described ending working from home as being a step in the wrong direction, in particular for women in the workforce. Shadow Finance Minister Jane Hume described the current arrangement as being unproductive and unsustainable.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has announced that the 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada will come into effect on Tuesday. The tariffs imposed on China will also increase from 10% to 20%. President Trump also announced a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminium imports. This will supposedly come into effect on the 12th of March. The US stock market has taken a hit following many of Trump's comments about the tariffs.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au.